Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 32, Why You're Probably Eating More Protein Than You Need, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. This is where I read to you some of the best health and fitness blogs out there, sometimes with my commentary. I'm Dr. Neil, the guy who's reading to you for free. And today, I have a post from Ben Greenfield, the podcaster, personal trainer, and lots more. Now, for those of you that listened yesterday, I shared with you a story of my cat biting me, piercing the skin, and making me very sick. Luckily, the scars are healing. They're looking a lot better now. The doctor is saying, okay, that's a good sign. Antibiotics are working. So thank you again for your well wishes, but I am doing a lot better. Now, I know you're excited about the post, but before we get into that, we're giving away a book in just 2 days to a random person on our mailing list. The book is Minimalism, Live a Meaningful Life by the Minimalists. And it even has a chapter on health, which is really worth checking out. So if you want to be in on the drawing and get some other free stuff from us, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. Or if you can't surf the web right now, you can simply text the word Batman to the number 44222. Please don't do that while driving, of course. But that is a faster way to join. All right, let's hear from Ben and start optimizing your life. Why You're Probably Eating More Protein Than You Need, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. Quote, athletes and exercising individuals need more protein. Quote, protein is crucial for muscle repair and recovery. Quote, eat more lean protein. Phrases such as this quite frequently get thrown around in sports and exercise and nutrition geek speak. Problem is, the importance of protein is blown way out of proportion. I personally plead guilty to having overemphasized the importance of protein. Sure, you certainly need this stuff. After all, when you eat protein, it gets broken down into protein building blocks called amino acids. And the amino acids are used for everything from cellular repair of all your damaged muscle fibers to a host of other metabolic reactions. So, to determine how much protein you actually should be getting, you need to be familiar with a term called nitrogen balance. Here's how nitrogen balance works. Nitrogen enters your body when you consume protein from food or amino acid supplements, and nitrogen exits your body in urine as ammonia, urea, and uric acid, which are all the breakdown products of protein. When the amount of protein you eat matches the amount you use, you're in nitrogen balance. As you can probably deduce, if you don't eat enough protein, you'll be in negative nitrogen balance and quite unlikely to be able to repair muscle after a workout, what we call a catabolic state. And if you consume too much protein, you'll be in positive nitrogen balance. And while you'll have what you need for muscle repair, what we call an anabolic state, there can be some health issues that arise when you achieve too positive a state of nitrogen balance, since all of that ammonia, urea, and uric acid has side effects, which we'll get into in just a bit. The current U.S. recommended dietary allowance, called the RDA, is 0.36 grams of protein per pound of body weight per day, or, if you're into the metric system, 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram body weight per day. And that was designed for most people to be in nitrogen balance, without protein deficits or protein excess. While athletes and frequently exercising individuals need more protein than this, you'll frequently see bodybuilders, football players, weightlifters, and other big strength and power athletes taking this to the extreme and consuming far in excess of this protein RDA, in some cases up to 2 grams per pound of body weight. But studies, which you can find linked at bengreenfieldfitness.com, suggest that even for athletes, there really isn't much additional benefit of exceeding 0.55 grams of protein per pound of body weight, or, for those of you in the metric system, 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram body weight, if you want to maintain nitrogen balance. If you're trying to exceed nitrogen balance for the purpose of putting on muscle, another study indicates that you don't need to eat more than 25% above that 0.55 grams per pound, which would basically be, if you're doing the math, 0.55 times 1.25, which is 0.68 grams of protein per pound of body weight, or again, using the metric system, 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. So let's put those numbers into context. That's a lot of math. I weigh 175 pounds. If I don't want to gain muscle and I just want to make sure I'm getting enough protein for muscle recovery and body repair, I should eat 0.55 times my body weight, 175 pounds, which equals 96 grams of protein per day. Rounded up to a nice even number of 100 grams, that means I could have a couple of scoops of protein powder with my morning breakfast, which I do, a can of sardines over my salad at lunch, and 4 to 6 ounces of chicken with dinner. That's easily 100 grams and doesn't even count the other protein I get from seeds, nuts, grains, legumes, etc. Frankly, this is about exactly what I do, and the rest of my diet is healthy fat, which keeps me smart, keeps my joints healthy, feeds my brain, and maintains high levels of hormones, and then some vegetables and fruits. Incidentally, I photo and text log my diet every day for members of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Inner Circle. And if I wanted to gain muscle, I could eat 0.68 grams of protein times 175 pounds, my body weight, which equals about 120 grams of protein per day. So I would basically just add in a couple of handfuls of almonds and a dollop of yogurt, and I'd be good to go. So what are the risks of eating excess protein or having your nitrogen balance too great? First, consider that ammonia is a toxic compound to the body. Once you get close to about 1,000 calories a day of protein, which is about 250 grams, you can no longer convert ammonia to urea, and you begin to build up this toxin within your body. This is extremely stressful on your internal organs, especially your kidneys. Next, excess protein can cause dehydration if you do not drink enough water. This is because your kidneys need more water to convert that ammonia into urea. Most interestingly to me, mammalian target of rapamycin, or MTOR, is a gene in your body that is directly correlated to accelerated aging. Decreasing activity of this gene is directly correlated to caloric restrictions and lower amino acid intake. So excessive protein intake and a constantly positive nitrogen balance could actually shorten your life. So what's the takeaway message? Eat as much protein as your body needs for repair and recovery, eat a little more if you want to put on muscle, and then take in the rest of your calories from healthy fats and vegetables, with limited fruits and carbohydrates for fueling intense bouts of physical activity. You just listened to the post titled, "Why You're Probably Eating More Protein Than You Need," by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil again here. So for most of us, provided that we're otherwise healthy, we actually don't need to be too concerned about ammonia building up in our bodies. Most of us have a natural built-in system that will get rid of any excess ammonia, urea, etc. But for those who have pre-existing kidney problems or a family history of chronic kidney disease, something like that, we would then tend to worry a little bit more if they're getting too much protein. But what I really like about Ben's post is that he's right. Most of us are way too focused on getting protein in our diets when usually that's not the biggest problem. Even for those of us who are trying to build muscle or trying to maintain our muscle mass, it's usually not an issue. The exception there would be the elderly. As we age, our muscles tend to shrink, what we call atrophy. That happens actually as a natural process once we reach our late 20s. But researchers are discovering that if we bump up our protein intake, even just by a little bit, especially as we age, when we get into our 50s and 60s and beyond, provided we're doing some resistance training along with the increased protein, we can actually slow the process down. We can't reverse the shrinking of our muscles, but we can preserve as much as we can. But for the rest of us, we're probably getting enough protein each day, and we probably don't need to be concerned about really packing that stuff on. Now, if you do use protein powders, definitely be sure what you're using has been tested for quality assurance. Remember, the trick that I've described before is to look for one or both of these symbols on the actual product packaging. Look for USP or NSF. USP is green and gold. It's a symbol that you'll find on the packaging. NSF is blue and white. And both or either of those means that the testing on that product has been done, and that the product meets quality standards, so that you're not putting into your body too much lead, for example, which we find in many supplements, that you're not accidentally ingesting anabolic steroids as part of that protein powder, which does happen. Or the very best resource that I know of is consumerlab.com. They do charge a monetary fee to access their database, but they're an independent company that actually tests these products on their own for purity, quality, and that the amount of amino acids and the types of amino acids that are listed on the label are actually there in the product. They will do that level of testing. So again, that's consumerlab.com, and it's an independent third-party organization. And once again, if you want to have a chance to win a book from us, you need to be on our mailing list by tomorrow. You can enter at oldpodcast.com or by texting the word Batman, the superhero Batman, to the number 44222. Besides being entered to win books every month for free, you'll also get some spreadsheets we made just for you, plus a video tutorial and lots more. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with a post on stress management, which I know many of us can relate to. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.